You know, I have to work really close with somebody, you know, get them into a rehab facility for at least 30 days. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's a lot of people in town. I don't do it myself, but there's a lot of licensed recovery coaches. They do a very wonderful job of getting somebody back to the point they're supposed to be. But without that proper environment, they're just fighting a losing battle most of the time. So, you know, really phase two of this project, and, you know, I like to dream too, Steve.
Sure.
And we've already put that dream, the second dream, in motion to make this available for people not in drug court with more property to the west that we'd like to purchase. You know, I'm just talking out loud, Steve. None of these things are cut stone or anything. These are just things we want to do. We want to buy some more property, and we want to make the next phase of this available to anybody. You don't have to be in the drug court. But we had to work with the state on this, and it's low-income housing. So, hey, if you don't have a job, you're not ready to come to work, you're just not ready, you're not at that point in life, through your addiction to get back to work, that's okay. It's not going to cost you anything to live there. As you get back to work and you get a job, we find you some employment, you start paying a little bit of that rent, and it's based on your income. So anybody can afford to live in this. Anybody can afford to have long-term safe environment to complete their recovery.